Who is Hemingway?
We're going too deep.
Who is Hemingway?
You're butchering it, Jez.
Who is Hemingway?
Who is Hemingway?
Who is Hemingway?
The deep one's from when he's older.
I beg you to have a glass of champagne with
me. I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
Hey!
Who is Hemingway?
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete Series. This is the podcast where we watch the first episode of a TV series and then the last episode of a TV series. And we just try and figure out what happened in the middle. Joining me to do this is my good friend, Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, how are you?
I'm well. I'm very well. Who is Hemingway?
Well, that's what we're here to answer. And helping me to do that is Aaron Boughton.
Hi, Morgan.
Who is Hemingway?
Very, very good question. We're going to spend the next roughly 1 hour unpacking that question.
I'm looking forward to doing that. And an expert on this is Scott Burgess. Scotty, how are you?
Who is Hemingway?
I'm well. How are you, Morgan?
Well, I guess probably wondering the same thing you are.
What's that?
Who is Hemingway?
All right, I think we've given that a fair rinse now. Guys, welcome. It feels like it's been a little while since we sat down and talked about a TV show. Mm-hmm. And what better way to do it than the classic Fantasy Island?
Mm.
What do you guys know about Fantasy Island going in?
I had like vague recollection of it, but I don't think I'd ever seen any of it. I remember the Hervé. I remember Hervé.
Hervé Villechaize.
Yeah.
Hervé the man who asked the very question we're here to answer.
Exactly. I reckon
that's all I knew as well.
I reckon tattoo. It gets like a heavy rotation on midday TV.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure.
This was one of those ones.
That's about it for me.
I think when we first got digital TV down in Australia, it was one of those ones that just entered into one of the the new channels that came in. It's like, cool, we'll just like start jamming all these old TV shows that we have the rights to into these fake channels. Well, they're real channels, but they're fake channels.
Like fake news.
So-called digital channels.
Digital channels and the digital
world. Give me analog any day.
Exactly. That's what I'm used to. I prefer that.
There is a lot of Fantasy Island.
150 episodes?
Seven seasons, yeah.
It's a lot more than I actually thought. Because it doesn't feel like it's a well-known show, but it's not the most iconic show, I think. Maybe it's an Australian thing, I don't know. But this is one of those shows I didn't know a lot about. I feel like I've always gone into every show we've done with a little bit of base knowledge. This one I feel like I've known the least about.
Mm.
Except for what's his last name?
Villechaize.
And the
Deplane.
Ding, 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 rings the bell.
Mm. That's all you need to know.
Well,
that
much.
And Fantasy Island.
Why does
the name alone sells it for us.
So why does he, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but why does he need to ring the bell when the plane's coming in?
To alert Mr. Rock. How else are
you going to know? Because there's a plane coming in. Like, there's only...
Can't hear that bell over the plane noise. What's happening right now?
Yeah, they live on a remote island.
The what?
Presumably like a 360 panorama view of the horizon. You're going to see a plane coming in. Is it just because they kind of keep him around as, he's... Like his adopted son or something.
Just gives him a pity job.
Yeah, pity job.
Yeah.
Ring, you see a plane, ring a bell.
Or maybe that's his fantasy. He pays 50 grand like every week to ring the bell and say,
The plane.
Money well spent.
Having now watched two episodes of Fantasy Island, I feel like that would be my fantasy if I was to go to Fantasy Island.
You want to, you play tattoo?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Can we do this at the end? Can we talk?
Our fantasies.
Our fantasies? Yeah.
Dark fantasies.
Yeah. When you say at the end, do you mean when the microphones are off?
Yeah.
What's your fantasy?
It's fucking weird.
My fantasy is to stop this podcast right now.
Oh, man, that's...
And do it all offline.
Oh,
and get weird.
That
get
is weird
with it.
Sick.
Yeah. Wondering
my fantasy is for all of us to dress up as Hemingway and just for hours on end, just keep asking each other who's Hemingway.
Yeah, who's Hemingway?
In a dark room? Yeah. No, well lit room.
Well lit room. Yeah. Really, like overly well lit, like just like a white room.
Yeah, yeah.
And just get real weird with it, maybe do a whole lot of acid and just see what happens.
No.
No, just.
No.
We're just going to let you. We'll just be there days on end.
We'll let our brains be their own drug.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well,
the time will sort of melt into nothingness.
Oh, good. Cool. Well, that's all we have time for on this podcast. We're going to get weird with it now.
Still cannot hold a candle to how weird Fantasy Island itself was.
Yeah. Holy shit. Wild. This was probably one of the strangest shows we've encountered.
Yeah.
From premise,
me off guard.
Yeah, I know. Premise to execution, I was freaked out by a lot of this. I did have to watch three different versions of the first episode before I could finish it. But
look,
still,
it was a struggle.
Yeah, finding
Baywatch Nights though.
I
come on, checkmate.
But the thing is with Baywatch Nights is that the first episode's quite conventional. The last one's bananas.
And that's what makes both of them even more insane.
That's a good point. We did watch another couple of episodes of Baywatch Nights, the early one.
Yeah.
And it does get a... It's the, I mean,
there's no way this is crazier than Baywatch Nights.
I'm happy for you to make the argument.
But.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I can kind of see where you're coming from. I kind of want to go back and watch the second season of Baywatch Nights when it's all supernatural. But we're not talking about Michael Hasselhoff.
Who is David Hasselhoff?
David Hasselhoff. Please forget his name. Let's forget about Michael Hasselhoff.
Who is Hasselhoff?
Classic.
Let's forget about Michelle Hacklehoof.
Who is Hasselhoff?
Who is Hasselhoff? Oh my god. Anyway, let's get out of this and let's start talking about Fantasy Island. Should we jump into the first episode and let's really crack on?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fantasy Island is an exotic holiday destination where for the price of $50,000, $238,000 with inflation, you can live out any fantasy scenario. That is, if your fantasy involves an overzealous host named Mr. Rourke and his aerially attentive assistant, Tattoo.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
The story follows three people as they live out their fantasies. A war reporter trying to relive a brief romance, a savvy businesswoman wanting to attend her own funeral and expose her close relations' motives, and Africa's most successful big game hunter who, for completely unsexual reasons, wants to be chased through the jungle and hunted like an animal.
Hemingway would have loved him.
Who is Hemingway?
Paul, the big game hunter, is initially offered a woman to spend the night with, but wakes up the next morning chained to her. Mr. Rourke has hired three of Paul's enemies to hunt them both down in increasingly daring scenarios. Paul ends up admitting he has a death wish in response to all the animals he's killed, and although admitting to maiming a two-year-old boy, rides off into the sunset with the woman he's been gifted. Eunice, the businesswoman, dresses up as an ugly waitress at her own service, only to discover that her husband has been cheating on her with her sister. She dodges a plot from the sister to murder her for real, and watches her fall from a clifftop, somehow strengthening her marriage. And in a magical scenario, Arnold Greenwood, the war reporter, is reunited with his lost love, and despite him being 30 years older, they rekindle their relationship. However, we discover that the magical scenario Arnold was thrust into was actually an intense flashback.
I can show you her body, the body on the bed.
Reliving the lead up to the brutal slaying of his young love at his own hands. Two out of the three leave the island better off, but there's no time for moral quandaries because just as they're leaving, the next group arrives.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Who is Hemingway?
I believe Hemingway was an old wooden ship during the Civil War era. I know that there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, how are we going to attack this?
Story by story? Yeah, and I really want to start, and I know it's the most boring one, which is the funeral one, which is the businesswoman.
Sure. Mm.
At what point would they would immediately notice her in disguise with a fake nose?
A week.
And only that, like, you think...
But
like,
it's not even like a well-put-together fake nose. It's just like a bit of putty that she shoves
It's very poor. But
you
like,
see the
thing is, okay, from and like a little bit of fake tan. From a distance, maybe you wouldn't recognize it. But Mr. Rourke has her just bumbling through the whole group, knocking shit over.
It's not a big group either. No, there's four of them and her.
And her. What? They're going to notice the person who they're supposed to be at the funeral. They're going to her funeral. They're going to notice that she's alive in it with a nose disguise.
Why plant her there? Why not plant her? Why not just have her lie in the coffin?
Why not watch from a distance? Why do you have to be in amongst them?
Put her up in the bell tower. Dress her as...
Because honestly, the shit they're talking about, shit they're talking about, like she's trying to find secrets about whether or not, you know, all this infidelity. I would not be talking like that candidly in front of the servants. I don't care if they're servants or not. It's not the point. I don't want them to know my secrets. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre.
Have a lot of interactions with servants, Morgan?
Well, you know.
No, we just say does
a normal amount.
Just the normal. Voids. I just have
a lot of. Sorry, you come across a lot of servants in your day-to-day life.
I do. And I know the etiquette of how to talk about my secrets.
You allowed to call them servants anymore?
hired help, whatever. Mm. What? I'm a rich person. I've got a lot of money, okay?
It's got a lot of secrets.
50 grand to burn.
Yeah, I don't know what the plight of the common man is anymore. Haven't for a long time. Podcast rich.
Mm. It seems surprising that the... because like, when Mr. Rourke takes $50,000 for them, which, inflation, 238 grand, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's, like there's a certain amount. Well, there's 19... What was it?
77.
That's quite a bit of time. The plane trip out, what, maybe
it's a top
2 grand.
It's a privately chartered plane.
Okay, let's say it's 4 grand on the plane.
Yeah.
You got more money to spend on a disguise and a fake nose and a maid's outfit. That's like $50.
It's what that one is very much cutting corners.
He's taken a lot off the top.
Yeah, he's taking a huge lot. I mean, but the operation's massive. There's a lot of people
seem to be walking around. 50 grand is unders.
Well, I would have thought so too. There's a lot of people walking around seemingly doing nothing. So he's got a big staff. He's got
serving drinks, but he's having the drinks. Like Mr. Rourke's the one having the drinks.
Yeah, he must be at least 10K lit. Goes on his drinks.
He's alcohol. He's drinking stuff. Problem because he must be lit all the time. That's why he's so cool and calm and collected the entire time. He's just like a little bit buzzed constantly. Jeremy, you look like you've got something you want to say.
I'm just thinking, like, the logistics behind it. Is this a viable business model?
Oh, definitely not.
You got to buy your island first. Or just, like, a lot.
I think he's paying off someone for the island. And it's only a section of the island. Just he only needs, like, maybe 500 square meters.
So
you know?
You could get away with Fantasy Peninsula. Is that what you're saying?
Way less. Just...
There must be some sort of
fantasy pier.
Some sort of reason why it's on an island. Like anything goes. Because it's hard to sort of hire women to be choked to death.
Is it its own country?
I actually want to bring this up. Because what jurisdiction does it fall under?
Must be international.
Yeah. Because the outcome of this really shitty fantasy, this boring funeral one, which is ludicrous. Well, they're all ludicrous. But this one in particular I found really... No, actually, that's not true. They're all really bad. Okay, I'm getting off topic. The point is that like... someone dies, attempts to kill one of the people who's hired Also, who's paying for the accommodation of that family? Would she pay...
under the 50?
Was it a part of the 50?
I guess.
Was it more? Because they've got people flying out. Or did they pay for the flights?
Yeah, maybe he's getting...
So he's taking more off the top. With this woman's younger sister who attempts to kill her and then falls off the cliff and dies, they just do their own funeral, bury her there on the island. This seems really illegal.
What about her family?
This woman's got family, friends.
Some sort of coroner's inquest? Or,
nothing. Yeah. No, just... And not only that...
might be a reportable death, I would have thought.
Mr. Rourke just presides over there. He's like, I am the host, anything goes. And it's like, you can't do that. It's not... like... this is why I'm really like intrigued to see where this island is. I'm like, I'm assuming like somewhere out near the Caribbean. It's like a guess.
Bermuda.
Maybe.
Could be Bermuda.
I think it's probably, I'd have to guess around there. I mean, he's Mexican background. Ricardo, I can't remember what his last
Montalbán.
Name is. And
Montalbán.
Then,
Hervé,
I think was he French?
He's French.
Yeah.
Mm. So French connections around those islands.
Mm. Mm.
Makes sense. The most ridiculous part of her storyline was, as you pointed out in the summary, Scott, the rekindling of her marriage.
If you fail, if you falter ever for any reason, I will change my mind like that. Do you accept those conditions?
I do, Eunice.
I pronounce you both still man and wife.
Completely
so,
insane.
So her husband had been cheating on her with her sister, who she hates, and maybe also her assistant. They were very cozy.
Mm, yeah, a bit too cozy.
They were, but that was a bit. That was really unclear though. So he let's just say yes. He definitely.
Yeah,
definitely
let's play it safe.
I'll put it delicately. They play out at some point.
Absolutely. So once everything's gone down, sister's dead. They've had the funeral. What was her name? Eunice.
Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice says to her husband that she'll take him back as long as he's the perfect husband. One misstep, he's out.
Yeah.
She's throwing him away for attempted murder.
And he's
just like, yep, all right.
Cool. All right, I accept.
Well, I guess that's the alternative. And also, she's filthy rich. Is he rich in his own right? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Might get something like a divorce.
But that's still blackmail, right? Even if it's over a crime. You can't just hold that over people.
He did have great hair, though.
That's true.
And it was a nice...
Yeah, maybe whatever else is happening, he doesn't care.
Oh, exactly.
He just like goes and looks in the mirror and is like...
yeah, I nailed this.
Whatever, Eunice. I think you're looking back on it. You're misremembering it.
No, it was good
hair.
Hair
wasn't that great.
It was great hair. It was
a bit all over the place.
I would disagree.
He's on an island, not a cliff top.
He paid 50 grand to have seen better hair.
He didn't even have like top 4 hair in the episode.
What? Are you kidding? God,
first of all...
The top 2 are both tattooed.
Yeah. Mr. Rourke's is pretty good.
Mr. Rourke's rocking a pretty good.
Yeah. The hunter guy, his is pretty good.
Nah, the husband's is better than the hunter guy.
And then the first guy that tries to kill the hunter guy, the one who he shafted out of a business deal, his hair's pretty good.
Well, but he's wearing a hat the whole time.
Yeah, you can see like flex of the sort of, not he flex, might, like the side, back and side of the beautiful blonde
hair. There might be nothing on top. It might just be like...
And then the other hunter. Leave it to the imagination.
I think, yeah, you're misremembering this morning.
I don't think so.
Now that I go back over it, it's probably not even top 10.
So my fantasy is to go back and look at that hair again. Just one last
time. Podcast money, so you got
I can do whatever I want. Fantasy Island every second weekend for me. All right. Well, that was a garbage fantasy. And it really,
You could. And if she wanted to experience her own funeral, you could definitely do that for less than 50 grand.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And don't need to go to the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why just do it in a regular place? It'd be more believable.
And she'd have a lot of fallout to deal with when she comes back.
Everyone
thinks she's dead.
Exactly. Mm.
Everyone thinks she's dead. Her sister is now dead.
This place would have to be outside of, like, in international waters. Because there's no way, like, they posted her death in, like, the newspaper and she's, like, officially dead in the US.
Mm.
There's no way the US government would be like, okay, now this island can do whatever it wants. It has to be outside of their jurisdiction completely. Like, that's all I can imagine. Otherwise, there's no way you would be allowed to do this.
Mm.
Just fake people's death. It's like having a Cayman Islands bank account.
Yeah, what currency are they using there? They have their own currency?
Is anyone actually dying there?
Bucks? Because one denomination, 50
grand. In the war flashback one, the war reporter flashback, that woman doesn't die, right? She just... He thinks he killed
her.
All
right, so
let's get on to this one.
This is the real meat. Right.
This is the meat.
Yeah, Mr. Greenwood, I already know your past completely, or you wouldn't be here. You are rich and alone, wife deceased, children grown and gone. Your only interest in life now is the past, specifically reliving a brief but beautiful romance which took place in London about 30 years ago during the war.
Yes. 2 days that I never forgot.
He's having flashbacks to when he was a war reporter and he was had this rendezvous with this woman. There was 2 days, mind you, 2 days, just to reveal how much of a stage five clinger this guy is.
Happiest time of his life.
I mean, murderer. That's what I meant to say.
Happiest time of his life when he murdered a woman he'd known for 2 days.
During an air raid in London in 1944.
But then somehow Mr. Rourke manages to
come up. Wildly successful chain of drug stores.
Well, what was I? Wholesale drugs.
And Mr. Rourke somehow magics up. This is this magic? Because he finds
he's
a woman
magic.
That is exactly the same as this woman that he ran into 30 years ago.
Yeah.
In every single way. And
but
as far as
actress,
I can tell,
right?
she's an actress. Yeah.
Yeah, because when he goes to kill her, she freaks out and starts calling for Mr. Rourke.
Yeah. But they don't really lean in too heavily to the supernatural in the first episode.
No.
But in the last episode.
They're
all the way.
Yeah.
The lid's completely
he's
off.
He's some kind of wizard.
Yeah, the lid's just...
We'll get there.
It dusted. Yeah.
But then the last scene that he has where he just... Absolutely. He does just completely lose his mind and thinks that he kills her again.
It's haunting.
And they just let him... Go? Like...
Well, they clearly knew that he murdered this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, The first time.
He should be in jail or at the very least.
But they also say at the start that like, he's when all the guests arrive and they're asking Mr. Rourke about their fantasies, he's like, yes, every detail is taken care of. Every detail. Don't worry about it. So I'm assuming that they had to be completely candid. So he would have been like, and you even got the bit where I strangle her to death and then I drop a giant pillar on it and... smash her face beyond recognition. You got that bit? He's like, every detail, trust me. It's been fine.
All details have been taken care of, Mr. Greenwood. Francesca, the London flat, the pub where first you met. They're all here on Fantasy Island.
I thought he was just doing research. I didn't think they told him stuff.
He just knows.
Okay. Some sort of all-knowing.
He can go into your brain and get anything he wants out of it.
Extract it anytime he wants. Mm. But essentially what we've learned is that this old guy... He murdered someone and got away with it.
Yeah.
And is still and Mr. Rourke clearly knows and he's still getting away and this guy's still
and
getting
away. And he just
lets him go. He lets him go.
Well, why is it on Mr. Rourke to write him out? He's no snitch.
Well, no, I mean he just provides a service.
Mum didn't raise no snitch.
No questions asked.
just got a fiduciary relationship
with 50,
him.
You give me 50 grand, I'll give you what you want. No questions asked. No questions asked.
Yeah.
Just like on, actually on that.
Well, what are the authorities that he's going to rat them to on his in his?
Well, he is the authority.
Island country. Yeah. Authority.
He's pretty crack shot as well.
He's going to get a tattoo onto him.
Is.
Well, I tell you what, they clearly probably didn't dive all the way into it, but imagine how fucked up some of the fantasies that people would be giving him. Like, hey, 50 grand, this is what I want.
Would he ever say no?
Weird sex stuff.
I don't think he would.
A lot of weird sex
stuff. He's a businessman. Probably not.
All of it kind of seems the money. For, like, broadly for sexual gratification. I guess most of the men that come to the island would be loosely linked to some sort of sexual gratification.
And I feel like also partially for his.
Because the guy who's getting hunted.
If you, like, he's into it.
If you pause it a couple of times when the guy's getting chased by all those hunters, you can see he's like fully wrecked the whole time.
Yeah, raging.
Yeah.
It wasn't the fact that he was chained to someone that he kept tripping over.
No. Gone. Rock hard. When he was like trying to pull her out of the pit and he was had to anchor himself into the ground, he just buried his erection right into the earth.
Just like doggy dig a little hole first and then...
It's like a...
Like a tent peg.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, like a tent peg. Some sort of structural support.
Why was the woman there? I don't understand.
I think that was to make it harder for him, I guess.
Make his penis harder?
Yeah.
So it's way harder to elude capture when you've got a giant erection.
I don't know why, because I think it was
just there as like an incentive for the audience to maybe like him a little bit. Well, I mean, it didn't work.
It was a couple of times where you're like, especially when he's just going to chop.
Yeah, when he literally said, if you slow me down, I'll chop your hand off.
You walk when I walk, you stop when I stop, or I'll cut your arm off and go alone. You understand that?
What a stand-up guy.
He wasn't a very likable man.
So his enemies, he... supposedly robbed someone out of a piece of land, maimed a child, and stole a man's wife.
Yeah.
Except he didn't actually rob someone out of land, but he still maimed a child and stole a man's wife.
Yeah, but he maimed a child of a drunk.
Yeah, so. The child's dad was drunk so
he was having an affair.
He's bad.
His child was injured because he neglected him. Gitu Umba wasn't away on the safari. He was drunk. His girlfriend's hut on the other side of the village.
And the guy whose wife he stole, apparently she was just a hussy, sleeping around. So,
the rules be damned. He used my wife. Wrong. Your wife was used long before Henley many times by many men.
It's not his fault.
Can't blame this guy.
But the thing is, why? Like, I tell you what, Rourke really
saw how easily he gets an erection. What's he got to do with it? Exactly. Can't just walk around all day with that thing. He's got to...
killed him four times today.
He's got to tend to it.
Rourke just drags these three poor men into this.
Yeah, where did they come from?
And then drags them through.
Oh, yeah. How does that phone call go down?
Hey, is Mr. I don't know. Umtuti there? Just tell him it's Rourke.
And then he gets on the phone. He's like,
hey, remember that guy that mashed a child's legs up real bad? And now he can't walk ever. You want to come to an island in the middle of nowhere
and hunt him?
And hunt him down.
Absolutely, yes.
Like, the psychological damage to those guys who get the chance of revenge and then it's taken away and then he berates all the berates them.
I was about to say, but at the end of it,
he just claps their enemy off.
Oh, he definitely
he's a better man than
he gets. He gets off on this. He absolutely gets off. He gets off. I was thinking. Imagine
what would Rourke's fantasy island be?
Is this it?
This is his fantasy island. True. Under the island. Can you imagine what the insurance premiums would be on this place? Be ludicrous. Like hunting people.
Oh yeah.
Look at that. He's flying around in helicopter. It's
he doesn't
riding down hills on tables.
What's he insuring though? Like the
death.
Presumably these people signed injury. Some sort of waiver saying, I agree to come to your island and live out my fucked up fantasies. If shit goes wrong, it's my own fault for having fucked up fantasies.
Being such a deviant.
I am going somewhere to be hunted.
Yeah.
So if I
guess in that case, the premiums are very low.
Zed hunters succeed. I mean, for his staff, maybe, like the, you know, if he open himself up to all sorts of...
Yeah, you don't want an work safety inspector coming out.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
Spongy pits.
Yeah, your boss is smashed all day.
Yeah.
Carrying around with a rifle.
But did any of these fantasies answer the question?
Who is Hemingway?
We do have to point out that Rourke absolutely gave Tattoo the biggest stink eye for saying that. He was livid that he didn't know who Hemingway was.
Do you reckon that was ad-libbed by...
by Hervé?
Hervé, yeah. I reckon it could be.
Vintage Mercado sauce.
Yeah, and the response was very, very genuine.
That was
yeah.
not on the table read.
It's got a fucking
please anyway. Jesus Christ.
He's doing it again.
I can't just walk up the screen.
I can't work with this guy.
Who's the director? Gary Nelson. Gary. I'm just not going to put up with Hervé just firing off the cuff like this. I just feel like Hervé might have just been like, he's drunk on screen the entire time. We just, he might have been just a real, just really hard to work with and we just didn't know it.
Yeah, he sounded like a pretty loose unit.
Mm. Yeah, got that vibe from what I've read.
Yeah. Yeah. Pulled a knife on someone once.
Did he really? I didn't read that part. Yeah. What a lunatic.
It was his thing.
Yeah.
From what I can tell from the trailer for the 2018 Peter Dinklage film,
yes.
My Dinner with Hervé. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Wait, he was in a...
There's a biopic on Hervé.
Played by Hervé's Peter Dinklage.
They got Dinklage to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Why is that?
Looks fun.
No reason.
So many great French actors.
Yeah, but Dinklage.
Poor Dinklage. Getting typecast. Short people.
Mm. Are we about done there with episode one? Should we work our way into the finale?
Absolutely, why not?
Well, we didn't answer the question. We'll get there.
Who is Hemingway?
We'll get there.
All right, we can go to the finale.
In the final episode of Fantasy Island, the most notable change is Tattoo being replaced by a droll butler named Lawrence.
I just hope it won't be too demanding of your time, sir.
Not of my time, Lawrence, but definitely demanding of my ingenuity.
But don't worry, the fantasies are still being fulfilled at a rapid pace. First up is Yolanda, a surrogate mother for a couple who has come to the island to test whether or not she will be able to give up her baby when the time comes. Through the power of pregnancy time travel, she experiences all the emotional and physical pains of childbirth, only to have her future baby disappear in her arms.
Did you forget that the baby wasn't real?
I'm afraid we all did.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Then we have Ben, whose fantasy seems a bit more straightforward.
His fantasy is to be reunited with his estranged fiancée, Miss Ali Marshall.
This is until Rourke plans an elaborate ruse where two misogynistic men are gifted the power to turn their imagined ideal women into living people, all using a single slab of granite.
The women of your dreams.
My dream woman.
Ben needs to pick between the two to see who will become Queen of the Bossard Ball. But in an act of love, he picks his ex-fiancée and they all live happily ever after.
Getting rid of Tattoo, biggest mistake of this show.
Yeah. Do you reckon they got rid of him or do you reckon he...
So I was reading that Tattoo wanted to be paid as much money as Mr. Rourke and in response they fired him.
Whoa!
In the 80s, did they pay him a percentage of... What percentage of his height he was?
Something like that, yeah. Child labor laws.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
I can't
imagine.
And they said no. And then... Because he was only... I think he was in it for most of the seasons. And then the ratings tanked. And then they cancelled the show.
Did they really?
Yeah. There was one season...
The ratings tanked?
One season without Tattoo and that was the last season.
Because let's be honest.
Like, jokes on them.
Tattoo doesn't really... He's not bringing much to the party, you know? He's kind of in it for the first episode at least. He's barely in it.
I don't know. I think he keeps it humming along.
He says, who is Hemingway?
I mean, yeah, we've quoted him about 78 times in 25 minutes.
All the one quote, though.
So what? It's still quoting it.
No, but like Rourke, if you were Rourke, you're like, the percentage, like the ratio of lines the two of them have.
No,
like 10 lines to
Rourke probably, the guy, Ricardo probably, he's the star. The show is his.
Yeah.
He's carrying. He's doing most of the heavy.
Hervé's the
comic relief.
He's Chris Bosh to LeBron. So you know, I think
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers again.
Okay. Shane Battier. I don't know. Yeah, no, he's really support. So I can see maybe just maybe
I guess
don't
he's
fire
sort
him.
Of like the
just maybe just like counter offer him something lower.
He's he was kind of like the philosophical soul of the show that was. Help the show ask the big questions.
Who is Hemingway?
Just teeing him up. I did watch some Tattoo clips of like one where he dresses up as like Sherlock Holmes. He's got a little car as well. They get him a little Jeep.
Great. Yeah. After like the first season or so, he'd ring the bell and then he'd drive to meet the guests in like a little go-kart.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Just get real offensive with it.
Which is part of his fantasy, I guess.
I feel like we're dodging the issue. We need to get stuck into this episode.
Okay.
It was trash. It was, it was so bad
and horrendous.
Yeah, Rourke's he's magic now.
Yeah, he's
yeah, it looks that way.
Gone full wizard. So the women, there's a block of marble and a mannequin that he just snaps his fingers and
turns into beautiful
real
women.
Real women.
And who were those two guys again?
And they start making out.
Were they
immediately?
But they like weren't an architect in, yeah. and a.
But they weren't involved in the.
I think they were come designing with their own the fantasies.
Yeah, so they were designing the ball, which was happening, and then.
But that was all an elaborate plan to get Ben to find out who his true love was.
Fucking Ben, you idiot.
That must be Ben Saunders, sir.
Yes, Mr. Saunders' fantasy is deceptively simple, but will require a most complex solution, I'm afraid.
Really, sir?
Yes.
What is his fantasy, sir?
His fantasy is to be reunited with his estranged fiancée, Miss Sally Marshall.
Such a loser.
But why was that girl Sally, his ex-fiancée, there with another man?
Did she want to go to the ball?
Well, I don't understand.
What was his fantasy? What did he say? What, like, I want to find... True
I don't
love?
Think. I don't know
what was his fantasy? Did they
I'm not sure whether they allude to it. It's like it's more. Hey, we've got an arrangement.
No, yeah, he wanted to come, but he couldn't afford it. So they got him in to judge this contest. But I don't know what he
what
wanted.
Contest
the queen of the ball
between the like the
between two figments, as they kept saying.
I can explain all of this. Those women, they're not even real. They're just figments.
Well, how's this for another figment?
The animated mannequin and the animated slab of granite.
Yeah.
Can we sidebar just for one quick second? Hervé's replacement, Lawrence, garbage.
But sir, look at her. She doesn't even show. She must be 8 months away. How can she possibly know this weekend how she will feel after the baby is born?
By having the baby, Lawrence.
This weekend?
Oh, yeah, he was not
sucks
a good actor.
So bad. What that is just that's getting that's replacing Mario Chalmers with me. I've got no ball handling skills, and this guy just botches every pass.
Yeah, they went pretty generic. I mean,
he was just he was just a butler man.
You can't go from Hervé to just generic.
No,
that was because I think that does show that Hervé was definitely an important part or aspect of the.
I reckon if they had to replace him with another interesting sort of henchman, then it probably would have carried on.
Just really
vanilla as possible,
bland British butler. I think they thought they were being creative by doing that, and in reality, they were not.
No,
they ruined a perfectly good show.
It seems
did
like
they
TV viewing audience is lot simpler in the '80s. You remove the one guy with the catchphrase, like, oh, can't watch
I'm
it.
Out.
The show's ruined.
Unwatchable.
Yeah.
Reality, it was ruined long ago.
The storylines were pretty terrible. The woman who was the surrogate mother, who's Chara?
She's like some Spanish singer or...
Yeah, which like they really hammed that in. She's just like... First shot of her, she's just like playing like flamenco guitar.
Yeah.
For no reason. Gaps. Absolutely no reason.
Just shredding. And she's what, like, she's like a couple of weeks pregnant at the start?
They're going to fast track the pregnancy to
hyper-accelerated pregnancy.
What?
So she can go through all the pain of childbirth.
Yeah. Twice. And have a child in her arms at the end of it, and then it just vanishes.
As it vanishes. Yeah. Which is some of the worst visual effects
we have to put that up.
Ever
that
seen.
Was insanity.
Aside from that, that is so. That's
it's
so,
just the reverse of the marble. Like,
yeah,
it's the same. They had this like weird glittery effect, and it would just, you know,
yeah,
it, that
just
would be
cut from. Sorry,
settle down.
Jesus, lose my man. Mind. Just flipping and
I'm not happy. No,
your laptop.
Like that. I don't know how they would do it. They'd have a shot of the woman and then shot of the granite, and then what? Like swap them out physically on the film. Scott,
it's like. I don't know.
You gotta
like overlap film
and
use chemicals to change the opacity of the film. I think that's how it works.
But it could only be done on Fantasy Island.
With the help of Rourke,
magical powers.
He cuts it all. So
yeah. No wonder he's getting paid so much.
This is like Dick Van Dyke, but for Fantasy Island.
During that scene where the two fake women that he conjures like physically
the fembots
physically start fighting over that shithead Ben.
Was obscene.
The most
fucking milquetoast guy
it
ever.
It was ridiculous. That whole thing just reminded me of that episode of It's Always Sunny where the next top model and then Max got all the ladies and it's just him just being an absolute pig the entire time. that being a joke, but this being really sincere about it. It's like, okay, this it is the 70s.
Yeah, this is a good two-minute fight between these two women.
Don't you dare touch me!
Just take it easy, please. Stop. Stop this.
Just scantily clad. Oh, God. This is...
And basically just clambering over the top of each other to make out with him.
Yeah.
Like pushing one another the way and then start making out with him. And then the other one comes and pushes
him. Is that his fantasy? Is that what he wants?
I think it's the director's fantasy.
I think so. Mm. Oh, Gary, he's at it again. I think it's Gary Nelson. Oh, no. You know what? Gary. I think that might have been a director of a different show.
Well, Aaron Spelling was the creator, I think.
Mm. So was he the creator of... Aaron Spelling, he's the creator of 90210, is he? Or one of?
Yeah.
He did a bunch of stuff.
Created by Gene Levitt. So you're a liar.
All right. Well, Aaron Spelling's involved somehow.
He was. I definitely
should have John Lovitz.
Figure at him.
Yeah, John Lovitz and Aaron Spelling. This is classic Lovitz. And I did find in this one, Rourke's a lot more hands-on with all the guests.
Yeah, he's really involved.
Way more involved in this. Yeah. Whereas in the other ones, he's sort of just a little bit
offering
back.
Offering counseling and stuff. And
And like he was like rattled by the whole like pregnancy thing and like the argument with the family. And
is this fantasy precisely on target, sir?
Have a great, Lawrence. Now, when you have, inform Mr. LeBrun and Mr. Fielding that I want to see them both in my office immediately.
We're in the original one. He's a little bit more removed. I think maybe with it. I think that was Tattoo. He was the buffer. He helped keep him.
He's off the booze.
He's not getting lit anymore?
No, he's much more in touch with reality. Problem. Really,
that's your problem right there.
You can't be in touch with reality on Fantasy Island. So that's a big problem. Big no-no.
Because I didn't, I mean, for a number of reasons, but Rourke was a bit...
I don't think he was enjoying it as much.
No, he was really sort of on the... Hair wasn't as good, a bit too long for my liking. Sides were a bit shorter. You know, it's not the same Rourke that I fell in love with in episode one.
You know, this is not why he started his Fantasy Island. No. This is not his passion. He's got to go back to his roots. He didn't start it to solve sort of dilemmas between and parents. Mm. He wanted to... Hunt the most dangerous game of all.
Man. And he wanted to
crush women with steel girders. Exactly. He wanted to, he's lost the passion.
Exactly.
And that's,
do you think he's just sad. Not, do you reckon he was just not getting off anymore?
I don't think he was getting off. He was just in autopilot. Yeah. He was kind of checked out.
I think so.
Yeah. That's how you get off.
So that's the... We can talk about that now. Like, the whole thing was just for Rourke to get off.
Just follow my lead, guys. We're going to get off together.
He's whispering into Tattoo's ear
all the
time.
Don't you guys want to get off with me?
I mean, do you reckon Tattoo was getting off while Rourke was getting off at the same time?
Yeah, some side
because they're just like they're not wearing these people's
but
skin.
Tattoo always had the problem of getting off too early. Rourke knew how to hold it for the final.
As soon as
payout.
The plane came, Tattoo
he's getting off.
Yeah,
deeply
feeling his innermost wants and desires, and being in control of his every single move. That's how you get off.
Well, I want to get off.
Yeah.
So, fair enough. I'd like to know how we get off.
I think the answer to that question is closely tied to the answer of the other eternal question.
Who is Hemingway?
So, how we get off and who is Hemingway?
Hemingway knows how
we can
to
work
get,
him out.
Hemingway, he knows how to get off.
Yeah, he does.
We find Hemingway. Hemingway we work out who he is. He'll show us how to get
off. Who is Hemingway?
That was pretty good.
Thanks, man.
That was good. It's very close.
Who is Hemingway? No.
Who is Hemingway?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. We're all done?
Yeah.
I think we're done here. Let's try to see if we can make this show better.
May I start?
You may start.
Mine's pretty short in concept. Mine's pretty short in concept. But basically, so everyone knows Jeopardy. Where it's like...
Just what? Jeopardy?
Jeopardy.
The game show?
Yeah. Where it's like... explain something and then you got to sort of answer the question by asking the question.
Yep.
So imagine that, but more like the parody that's kind of famous on YouTube, Jeopardy. Have you seen Jeopardy?
I have not seen
Jeopardy. Where it's just every single line in the show is Jeff. So it's just Jeff, 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 Jeff. And then they'll answer with Jeff. And then...
Then points.
Yeah.
Or no points.
Jeff for 400.
Jeff. Jeff.
What is Jeff?
That's right.
Jeff for 600.
Jeff. 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 Jeff.
What is San Francisco?
No, Jeff.
What is Jeff?
Right again.
So it's like that, but it's just every single answer is, who is Hemingway?
Can you give us an example? Can you give us some intel on who Hemingway is?
Okay, so I've got to see, for this to sort of work, I need to know who Hemingway is.
That's the problem.
So you'd ask a question. Well, not a question. You'd answer a question of, I was famous for writing a number of novels and killing myself eventually. And then...
Who is Hemingway?
Correct.
Who is Hemingway?
I beat him to it. That's my point.
An American novelist born in 1899. Morgan.
Is it...
Who is Hemingway?
10 points. So along those... So you get... Anyway, I don't know how long it'll last. We might get 2 or 3 seasons. Depends who we've got.
It's got to outlast Fantasy Island.
If we get Daniel, or we can get...
is that the other guy?
Villachez? Bob Barker?
Nah, the guy that was like eating a kebab in the gutter in Chapel Street, drunk out of his mind.
Morgan?
Hasselhoff.
Stefanovic?
No, the other guy. Kind of looks like Stefanovic. Deal or no deal guy.
Grant Daniel.
No.
Andrew O'Keefe.
Oh, Andrew O'Keefe.
Andrew O'Keefe. Yeah. Yeah. If we get Daniel O'Keefe, we might get a couple of seasons.
I've never seen that video of him eating a kebab in a gutter. Yeah. I'd like to.
Yeah, well, it's great.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
No shame in that.
No. I mean, and Daniel, he had his demons.
He did.
But this could be, he could rebuild his career from who is Hemingway.
Who is Hemingway?
Anyway, I would encourage everyone to go and watch Jeff Pretty. It's great.
Jeff Pretty.
Now we know.
Yeah. Do you mind if I go next?
Please.
Cool. Well, let me just paint a little picture of what the opening of this new show will be. So this is going to be a follow-on of this last episode. So set a couple of years afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
There's two women go back. The two fake women he conjures go back to the US with those two guys. Well, Rourke's now lost control of these women, so Rourke's got to go clean up his mess. So, Rourke's going to the States. So he flies over, lands tarmac out of his plane.
It lands a seaplane on the tarmac. Just
yeah, but still casually walks out. So now Rourke and Tattoo have to hunt down these two women because they've gone on a killing spree since they got back to the US because he's lost complete control. So he goes back, he finds them, hunts them, brings them back to the island. But then it turns out these aren't the only people that he's conjured on the island that have escaped and gone to the US and started killing people. New series, Fantasy Peninsula. It's all in California. Rourke has to fly over and track down all the people he made and bring him back to the island to shut him down. That's the theme song, obviously.
The Californian Peninsula.
California Peninsula.
Didn't some realize. Great physical comedy from Morgan as well.
I put some glasses on as that came on.
I didn't realize California was a peninsula.
I don't know whether it is. It's kind of like peninsula shape. It just sounded cool. That's why when you said Fantasy Peninsula earlier, I freaked out. No!
My bit. You could get away with Fantasy Peninsula. Is that what you're saying?
Because I wanted something to be Fantasy Peninsula because I just all could think of as Monster Island. Monster Island is actually a peninsula. But no, I recast, like, so it would be recasting now. I'd get Fred Armisen to play Rourke. Don't know who I'd get to play Hervé. I guess Peter Dinklage. And basically, yeah,
He was on the, he did the bike.
Well, so it makes sense. He already knows the character.
It's nothing easy to do with his height.
You get a different French actor. Audrey Tautou.
I don't know. I really like Dinklage because I want Fred Armisen to play. I want Fred Armisen to play Rourke, and I just like the idea of I could just picture Rourke walking off the plane with that music, putting the glasses on, and then just walking towards.
I think
wearing the white suit, and he's getting in the car, and he's going hunting down his creations.
Fred Armisen play good Tautou.
No way.
He can play both.
He can do both. Actually, he could do both.
That'd be fun. Eddie Murphy.
The clumps.
I actually thought I'd get Ferrell to play Will Ferrell to play Tattoo and just use some visual trickery.
Oh yeah.
And just be let
get the head on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know whether I'll do that. I think I think we'll stick with Dinklage.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
And Armisen as Mr. Rourke.
Sure, and Dinklage will be clamoring to
It's going to be great.
The role of
10 episode miniseries Netflix. It's going to be great. Fantasy Peninsula.
Mm.
Hunting down all his creations and bringing justice back to the world.
All of his granite women.
Mm. All the granite women. the monsters. They're granite, not real. He creates them out of nothing.
Granite
family. It is. He has created life. Let's not skirt around that.
Have you created a Reboots Club?
I am. And I'm also hoping to pitch it to Netflix because this might be right up their alley. It's the new fantasy reality series.
Is this the real life?
Oh.
Is this just
Fantasy Island?
So, as a contestant, let's just take you for example, Morgan.
Please, let's use me as an example.
You take one of your good friends, let's just say Aaron. And
I guess we're colleagues.
You have
it's fantasy.
It's fantasy. So
you have $50,000 to spend on a holiday for Aaron, where you have to essentially, like, if you can convince him that his life is a fantasy, you get $50,000 on top of that.
My real life?
Your real life.
So you just gotta gaslight him into thinking that he's
so you can set this up whatever parameters you want.
How do you succeed in convincing him? You like saying you're in a dream, so if you kill yourself, you'll snap out of it.
I mean, if you want to, that might be hard to get by legals.
We'll do it offshore.
Okay, cool.
So essentially, in your premise, Jez, if Morgan gets me to kill myself, he gets 50 grand.
Yes.
All right.
By thinking you're living in some sort of
fantasy. Don't be a shit bloke. Just kill yourself.
I need this.
I need 50 grand. The house deposit right there.
You can't reveal any part of the game. All you can do is use your $50,000 to try and make Aaron's life a fantasy.
I am going to get you loaded. Ooh. Just so much drugs and alcohol. You have no idea what's going on.
Is there a separate bucket of $50,000 to the $50,000 cash prize at the end?
Correct. Like, you don't just get the leftover of what you haven't used.
So $50,000 to spend.
$50,000.
Like, so I have to convince you that he's not real.
That he is living in a fantasy world.
Maybe it would work better if it's the same bucket.
Reckon?
If he can do it efficiently,
do it on a shoestring.
I don't know if it'll make.
We'll just buy like
great television. A
couple hundred dollars worth of acid. And just
it's probably I'd probably have a better chance.
The head a bit.
Yeah. I think $30 would probably do the trick. But
I'd have a better chance.
You really want to make him think that he's living in a fantasy?
Spending that money,
he's gonna like lace his food with it for weeks and weeks and weeks.
I'm gonna put a hard
just
rule down
completely
here.
Insane.
No hallucinogens.
No hallucinogens.
All right. So it's got to be just straight up just
gaslighting,
like meth. Then, like getting real blasted on meth.
Yeah, no drug-induced psychosis.
Okay.
Drugs are off the table completely.
Yeah.
Okay.
No external things are allowed to be put into the contestant's body.
Right.
What about like a... Do I get food?
It's going to starve me.
What about like a gas leak like in the Simpsons?
Only normal food.
Where they have the mod theme park. You know?
Gas leak. Yeah. No, that's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Gas leak,
natural
okay.
gas, you know? Just leave the hop... The stove hot plate.
I was strolling through the gas one day.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll pitch that, get that one off the ground.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Fantasy Island?
Is the name of the show got the sheep at the end of it?
It's hard to separate.
Okay.
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island.
Good reboots.
Mm. Have you got one, Aaron, or?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I got no reboot. I do have...
You got a list?
A list.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, this week's list is from Al... Oh, I should have looked at this before. Almuraichan, 82. His list is Hervé Villechaize versus Andre the Giant. In memory of two French screen legends who died 25 years ago. Perhaps the shortest...
Did they die around the same time?
Yeah. Mm. Perhaps the shortest and tallest French performers who ever graced the screen, they coincidentally died and sadly left the world too soon in 1993.
Were they two parts of the same whole? Kind of makes sense. Mm. Like yin and yang.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. I thought for a second that you were saying that Hervé had broken off Andre the Giant's body, and I'm like, what?
He's probably the size of his thumb or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
Go on.
Despite their gap in size, they left equally gigantic memories in our hearts. For which of the two late performers did you have the softest spot? And they've got a poll going. Everyone.
Giant.
You're voting Giant?
I'm voting Giant. Yeah.
Morgan?
Who do we think's ahead?
Yeah.
No,
who do we prefer?
Yeah, so who are you voting for? Who do you prefer?
I would vote for Giant, and I also think Giant's winning it.
Morgan? His name is Andre.
AG.
I think Giant would be ahead.
Yeah.
But
can't stop it now, Scott.
I think Giant will be ahead, but I'll vote for Hervé because, you know, I got it. He's asked all the hard
questions.
Sound
like an asshole.
I'm voting for Hervé.
Pull a knife on people.
On both?
I think Hervé's ahead.
You think Hervé's ahead?
Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a commanding 170 to 78 lead.
That is commanding.
Is Giant.
Yeah. Giant
gets the win.
Well, Giant, I mean, he's got a...
People actually know who he is.
He's got a, he's got a deep portfolio of wrestling.
It's a huge leg up.
Are they writing his surname on the poll as well, though? Because, like, Andre the Giant is more memorable a name and recognizable than
he's memorable as a person, whereas Hervé Villechaize is only memorable as Tattoo, surely.
But Andre the Giant
odd job
is just,
or whatever he is.
Is like Tattoo. Like, it's just his performing name.
Yeah, but that's what everyone, like, it's like Bono, you know? It's not a character, it's his stage name that just became his regular name.
Not
like
Bono.
Sting. If you saw Sting, would you say, hey,
Sting?
Gordon Sumner.
Is that his name?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's listed on IMDb.
Probably. I don't think people would.
He's listed on IMDb.
You wouldn't say,
Sting.
Oh, man, are you Gordon Sumner?
Well,
are you Giant?
Yeah. Are you Giant? I am large. Didn't he? What's the story of Andre the Giant? He had like 178 beers or something in one sitting.
Yeah,
no, that was 178 votes against. Oh,
178 beers in one sitting, and the shit that he did afterwards
was just pure alcohol.
Yeah, it was a real problem.
The poll did get some good feedback though.
Oh yeah, got some comments.
Yeah, Nicolay said both were quite great character actors. Generous.
True.
I didn't know you could do polls on lists.
Yeah, you can do fucking anything on a list.
Anything.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's like Fantasy Island.
Is it the 2016 Fantasy Democratic IMDb. Election was on IMDb? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Come to Fantasy IMDb.
Welcome
to
Fantasy IMDb.
That's how you get off.
That's how you get off. Oh, dear. What a good list. Different list. Not the usual list.
More of a poll.
More of a poll. Yeah, I would agree with that. So, final wrap-up thoughts here. Would you guys go back and watch any more of this? Are you intrigued to see anything else?
What's your fantasy?
We were going to talk about this, weren't we? Because we've got, what's my fantasy?
Jez, what's your fantasy?
Scantily clad versions of all three of you that would all choke me.
Oh.
And take it in turns.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Like your heads on women's bodies.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was going to say we could organize that very easily.
Yeah, and you'd have really soft hands, all of you.
Mm.
And then I'd crush your heads with a giant girder.
Okay. Let's do
that. And then get
off. I'd probably get you to hunt me down.
All right.
And then you'd all sort of
attend a fake funeral?
Yeah, and you'd all get to wear my skin as a skin suit. I'm watching my fake funeral.
All of us.
And would you keep the baby?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably keep it.
Yeah.
And then I'd make you eat it. Have you...
You're milking the most out of this 50 grand.
Has everyone seen Mother?
No.
No.
But it's weird.
Yeah, I came home and my girlfriend was like 3/4 of the way through and I just saw the end bit. Man, that was so weird.
I haven't got time for that.
That was so weird.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's I don't know what you can do with
fantasy?
That. But,
well, that's what your fantasy is: the ending of Mother.
My fantasy is Mother never exists.
Okay,
as a movie.
Yeah. What's my fantasy?
I wouldn't mind just spending a weekend as a woman.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be interesting.
Tootsie.
Yeah, exactly like that.
It's more like Mrs. Doubtfire.
You want to be Dustin Hoffman for a weekend.
Yeah, that is what I meant. Yeah.
When he was acting in Tootsie.
You want to be Tootsie in Tootsie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a role I was born to play.
Yeah, fair enough. Mine is
the role of a lifetime. Aaron Bowden as Tootsie. As Dustin Hoffman as Tootsie.
I think mine is to hunt John DeLancey.
Oh.
Yeah, just send him off, give him a 20-minute head start and I'll find him.
No, that's not it.
It's not.
It's to fight Pipple.
I think it's like
that's not a fantasy. No, reality. That is
reality.
Happening.
Standing invitation still stands.
It's you and Pitbull on like a big beam over the top of a volcano
I think it's like a battle royale style thing where everybody that Morgan has a vendetta against.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just put on the island.
Like sort of like Player Unknown's Battleground.
Or yeah, okay.
You all just get so, dropped out of a plane.
Oh, no, I like this more actually. So it's me. Yeah. It's me versus Delancey, Pitbull.
But they're all like
Sydney Poitier's there.
It's a free.
I like Sydney Poitier.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's there.
So Sydney Poitier. There's gonna be some celebrities that you like.
You got to do some dirt.
It's gonna make it that much harder to kill them.
Alistair Lynch will be there.
Yeah. And you guys will form a bit of a team, but eventually, because only one of you can win, you'll have to turn on Alistair Lynch.
Oh, man. He'll beat me to death. Oh,
yeah. Get the haymakers out. Oh,
there can only be one.
Fight Alistair Lynch. Can we just choose someone else? So
you kill him in like one of those, like a pathetic way. Like you poison him in his sleep.
Oh, that sounds like, bro, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm cowardly.
Not like a man.
No, of course not. I'm not going to face him like a man. Like that's
a
ridiculous.
Like a coward.
No, no, no. Okay, so I'll fight Delancey, Pitbull, and maybe Andre the Giant, Hervé Velasquez. And
you're not winning this.
And Alistair Lynch. And so it's a battle royal. That's my fantasy. Battle royal.
I think you'll finish second last. I think you'll get Hervé and then the rest of this.
I don't know. I can probably get around. I think Andre the Giant would have a hard time running me down.
If you run in like really tight circles, he probably has a really like wide turning circle.
Serpentine pattern. He probably can't see me.
Yeah, exactly. Just sharp turns. He will struggle to.
You could try and outdrink him.
Yeah, I think the only person I'm really concerned about is Alistair Lynch. I feel like Delancey's pretty old, and I don't think. And as we know, Pitbull's like the size of like a
he's shorter than Herbert.
He's tiny. It's just all visual trickery that makes him look like a regular person.
Scott,
I'd just like a complete random. I'd like to know. Ooh, not going in. I'm feeling going lucky. In not knowing anything.
I'm feeling lucky fantasy.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, like yeah. Exactly.
I would not click that button.
Come on.
For 50 grand? It's a bargain. Grand.
You get, you get someone's fantasy. Imagine you remember my fantasy. My fantasy is terrible.
No, no, no. It's just a random cocktail of different people's fantasies.
Oh, my God.
Fantasies.
It's Alistair Lynch.
Scott wouldn't even know who that is.
It's this man coming up to me.
This man just starts swinging punches at him. He's like, what the hell?
No, because I feel like if I asked for the fantasy, I'd build it up to be too much and then I'd be disappointed by it.
But, yeah, true. You
know. Yeah, fair. Yeah, I like random fantasy. That's a good call.
Would actually, Jeremy, would your fantasy be to get inside another man's skin?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I want to watch you all wear my skin as a suit.
Like, actually wear your skin or pretend to be you?
I want
to
be
you
like
can
a
be the
fly,
help office.
I want to be a fly on
the
wall
a
while you turn up to work as me on Monday wearing like a really loose skin suit.
Kind of like
like the guy from Men in Black.
I was going to say like the guy from Men in Black. Yeah. Like D'Onofrio and Men in Black.
Sugar and give water. Me sugar in water. More.
More. I'm just going to work. I just can picture just going home and George going, Jeremy, you look really strange. Give me sugar in water. More. More.
So that's my best.
Stretch your skin back. What's that matter? All right, maybe that's my other fantasy. Wear Jeremy's skin suit. Just be Jeremy for
everyone wins. Everyone wins.
All right. And that's your fantasy as well, Scott. I've decided.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Good.
I'm happy to get in on it.
All right, you could get it if he hits random enough. You probably.
Yeah, you get. You get. The skin, you get. It's like,
oh, sweet.
Fantasies.
I got the Jeremy skin suit fantasy.
Again. It's like playing Roy in Rick and Morty.
Ugh. Taking Roy skin suit Jeremy off the grid.
Okay. Alrighty. Scotty, where can people find us online?
You can head to theincompleteseries.com, take a listen to any and all other episodes. How long do you think it would take to listen to every episode back to back? Do you think it'd be a couple of days?
Yeah, probably about.
Probably 2 days. Two and a half
48 hours.
It's a good
48 hours.
That's a fantasy right there.
That's a fantasy.
If you donate $50,000 to our Patreon,
you get access to all the episodes.
We will do the impossible task of and then putting all the episodes together.
At the end of it, they'll just be broken like the guy in the first episode.
I mean, like Bill Bixby in episode one of Fantasy Island. Anyway, also, if you could jump on our Facebook or our Instagram, follow us there. And on your podcasting platform, please rate and review. It does help.
Also, listen.
Just rate and review. Don't even listen. Just rate and review. That's fine. Anyway, thank you, Jez.
Who is Hemingway?
Who is Hemingway?
Thank you, Aaron.
Who is Hemingway?
I believe Hervé's just answered that question for you. And thank you, Scott.
That's how you get off.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
I love the fact that you got all those clips and we're all on the same page.